The following audio is from Harvest Fellowship. For more information about Harvest Fellowship, visit harvestabq.org.
Glad to be in church today. What'd you think of 6-minute sermons last week? Didn't they do amazing? Isn't that fun? Oh my goodness. I just love it. Good job to everyone who did that. Hey, I want to tell you one quick announcement, and then we'll get into today's message. Several months ago, one of our guys, Mike Pittman, stand up for me, Mike, so everyone can see who you are, came to me, and he's been a Boy Scout leader here in our community for a long time, and he'd been looking for a more Christ-centered program for boys, and came across one called Trail Life. And so he has chartered a troop that will be meeting here at Harvest starting in March. And he's got a table set up out in the, actually in the hallway headed to the kids area. We kind of tried to trap all of you on the way there this morning. But if you have boys and you're interested in finding out, or men, if you're looking for a place to disciple our next generation, this would be a great way to do it. And just wanted you to know, you can go talk to Mike and get all of those answers. So let's start with our theme verse. Our theme verse this year is found in John chapter 15, verse 16. And I'm going to have you say it with me this morning. If you come to Harvest most weeks, we're gonna say this. So you just get used to it. Start memorizing it. Put it on your mirror or wherever. I don't know where you look, your screensaver. And we've got this goal that this year we will produce fruit that will last. In other words, that we will live lives that matter. We don't want to just do stuff that, you know, has a short shelf life, but we want to live lives that matter. So let's say this verse together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. So look at your neighbor and tell him, say, you're looking fruity this morning. All right, they're looking pretty fruity. All right, so we're starting a series today that I think really is going to help us in this this venture to produce fruit that will last. It's a series called Today Matters. Now, growing up, my dad would, he was kind of tricky in this way. He would pay me $5 to listen. I'm about to use a term that none of our teenagers are going to even understand, to listen to a cassette tape, all right? So teenagers, you can ask your parents, you can Google it, you can go to the Natural History Museum, they have some to show you. All right, so there's this guy named John Maxwell. I don't know if you've heard of John Maxwell. He's kind of a leadership guru, and he had this program where he would monthly send tapes, and my dad subscribed to it, and it came with a little fill-in-the-blank notes section. And so my dad would pay me $5 to listen to his leadership lessons and fill in the blanks, and it, when I turned that in, I got $5 for it. And so I just, you know, was like, cool, $5, I can do that. It's an hour of my life. And so so I would do that. And then as I got a little bit older, he said, if you'll read his books, John Maxwell's books, write me a little report, I'll give you $10. And I'm like, that's awesome, double the money. And so I've listened to all the tapes, I've read all the books, and this is one of John Maxwell's books, Today Matters, and we're going to be covering that. We're kind of using it to launch, you know, into this series. There's these 12 daily practices that the book talks about that will guarantee tomorrow's success. Now that's a pretty big claim, right? Guarantee success. I know the answer to this, but play along. How many of you want to be successful in your life? It's not a trick question. Marriage, finances. Like, I'm worried if you don't raise your hand. All right. So we all want to be successful, right? The question is, are we willing to do what it takes to be successful? Are we willing to make those daily decisions to be successful? Now, Nick covered this, but I want to be clear. This has a lot of similarities in style to our Quit Church series, if you were here for that. So there's a book that you can get it. We've got some out there. You can't get it cheaper on Amazon. We bought a bunch of them. You can read along and just grow this year. Then I'll be preaching the next 6 weeks. We're going to talk talk about six of the disciplines or decisions that we make that guarantee our success. And then the other six we're going to cover in several of our life groups. And so just want to make sure you know how that's happening. So the daily decisions, all right? So let me give you the secret to success. The secret to success is determined by what you do daily. The secret, you know, people pay a lot of money. I'm giving it to you for free today, all right? The secret, they go to seminars and read books and do all kinds of things to try to figure out how to succeed. I'm going to tell you how to succeed today. You succeed or you determine your success by what you do daily. In other words, what you do today matters. What you're doing today, you're either preparing for your tomorrow or you're repairing what you did yesterday, right? That's what happens. Is you're either getting ready for the future or you're fixing the mistakes of the past. In fact, if I were to follow you around, it would only take me a day or two. It wouldn't take me very long. If I were to follow you and I were to watch and see the decisions that you make daily, I could actually predict with a pretty high level of success what your future is going to look like. Our future, we literally design our future by the things that we're doing daily. So the question is, are we willing to do what it takes to ensure our success? You know, sometimes I think we look at a successful person, and all of you, we have our own definitions of success, but you look at someone and they're successful in your eyes, and sometimes we look at them and we think, man, I wish I could live in their house and drive their car. I wish I could do what they do, right? The question, though, is, are we willing to do what they did in order to get to do the do, right? I think we live in a culture where we wish we could skip the did part, right? We wish we could skip all the steps, all the disciplines, I just want to get to the end. I just want to be successful. John Wooden is a famous UCLA basketball coach, and he was famous for saying, make every day your masterpiece. Make every day your masterpiece. He was famous for requiring of his players 100%, whether it was game day or practice day or rest day. He wanted 100% from all of his players. And I was thinking about this because I don't know what your coaches were like growing up, but my coaches, they didn't want 100%. They wanted 110%. Any of you have coaches like that? You know, they'd holler at you as you're running on the track or the field or the court, and like, give me 110%. And I always thought it was funny because as a kid, I'm like, why do these adults not know how percents work? You can't, like, that doesn't work, right? And this was kind of John Wooden's deal. He'd talk to his players and he'd say, look, don't expect to give me 75% today and 125% tomorrow to make up for it. That's not how these things work. You got to give me 100% today. That's all you have. In other words, he's saying, all you have to give me is what you have today, and so make it your masterpiece. I want all of you today. So here's a couple of problems that I think we tend to have. The first is we tend to over-exaggerate yesterday. We give it too much credit. I think we do it in a couple of ways. One of them is that sometimes we get caught up in what I'll just call the good old days, right? We look back and we think, man, look how it used to be, right? They don't do it like they do it, you know, like they used to do it, or they don't make it like they used to make them. Have you heard people say that kind of stuff, right? Or maybe some of us have said that, right? We look back at the future, and the funny thing is, as we look back, we tend to be either overly positive or overly negative, and the overly positive are like, man, it just used to be so much better. And I'd like to just ask yourself this morning, were the good old days really that good, right? Or do we just have some rose-colored lenses that we're looking at the pass-through? But on the other end of the scale is we look at it and we over-exaggerate yesterday and we go, man, look how bad it was. I mean, my past, Pastor, you don't know my past. You don't know what I have been through. You don't know what my dad did or my family. You don't know how bad it used to be. And I don't know if you meet people like this, but I meet people all the time that they're just stuck. I mean, they're stuck in the past. Something happened 20 years ago, and they never got over it. And it's almost like their brain stopped developing at that moment, right? I was with a 50-year-old man this week. I came home, and I told Lisa. She said, "How did it go?" I said, "It went good, but it's sad because it's like this 50-year-old guy, he stopped maturing at 14. I mean, it's like his mindset. He just can't get past. I don't even know what happened to him, but I'm just telling you, it stopped. It's like he can't get over whatever it was. And so we exaggerate. It's like, man, the past was so good or the past was so bad. The other thing that we do is we overestimate tomorrow. We always seem to think that, you know, no matter what I do today, I can make up for it tomorrow, right? I'll start tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, right? Do your kids ever do this to you? You're like, hey, take the trash out or whatever their chore is. And they say, I'll do it tomorrow. And you're like, no, you'll do it today, right? It's like we look to the future and we think, well, whatever decisions I make today, I can make up for it tomorrow. I can eat the cupcake today, but I'm going to the gym tomorrow, right? I'm going to spend the money today, but I'll start saving for retirement tomorrow, right? We give it too much credit to the future and what we can do to make up for it, right? I got to stay at work late today, right? But tomorrow I'll come home and spend time with my family. And listen, all we're really doing is we're making excuses for today for the things that we don't want to do. We're putting it off. Maybe tomorrow. But the really dangerous mindset, and this is what we're going to focus on, is that I think we underestimate today. So we exaggerate, you know, yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, and I think we underestimate today. Listen, the underestimation of what we can accomplish today will keep us from the success that we can have tomorrow. Listen, your future is determined by what you do today and the next today and the next today. It's a string of good decisions that add up to a successful future. So I'm hoping today and during this series to encourage you to not live in the past and to not hope that the future will be different, but to make a decision today to live a life that matters. If I look in the scriptures, I see it in a lot of places. Joshua 24 is one of them where Joshua says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. In other words, choose for yourselves today, right? You don't put it off. Choose today whom you will serve. 1 Corinthians 6 says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. In other words, choose today. Don't put it off. As I read through the Bible, I see it over and over. I saw it in Esther's story, in her life. I read her story and I say, look, Esther understood that her today matters. It says in Esther 4, it says, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. You've been put in this place for today. You got to act today, Esther. Today mattered for David. In fact, it mattered so much that he wrote in Psalm 118, this is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today mattered to Jesus. I see in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, he says this. He says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what you may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. I love that. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. You know, I know a lot of believers who the move of God is happening, but they're so caught up in what happened in a revival in the past, and they're hoping for something in the future, and we get so caught up looking backward and forward that we don't even see what God's doing here and now. So let's talk about yesterday for just a few minutes. What do we know about yesterday? What I know is that yesterday influences today. All right, it influences today. I'm not saying that yesterday doesn't matter by saying that today matters. What I am saying is that yesterday has some influence, but let's not get stuck in yesterday. All right, we don't want to get stuck there, right? My thoughts today were formed yesterday, and what I'm doing today is forming the thoughts of tomorrow, right? It's this string of good decisions that all go together. If you think about David in the Bible, David is known as a giant killer, right? That's probably the most famous. I mean, there's a lot of stories about David, but if we polled you, one of the top ones would be, well, David and Goliath. He killed the giant. But the reality is, David didn't wake up one day and decide to be a giant killer. If you read about his life, you'll find out that he was a shepherd and his job was to watch the sheep. And one day while he's watching the sheep, a lion comes and tries to eat one of his sheep. And David goes after the lion and attacks the lion and runs him off. He says, "Not today, lion," you know. And then another day a bear comes and the bear tries to get his sheep and David goes after the bear. He's like, "Not today, bear," and he gets the sheep back and he whoops the bear, you know. And then he comes and finally a giant shows up, a legitimate giant. And it's in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David's talking to King Saul and he says, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, rescued the sheep from its mouth, and then when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it." David's the man, right? I'm just telling you, I don't think I'd be doing that, all right? He says, "Your servant has killed the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine, this giant that stands before us, will be like one of them. He's defied the armies of the living God. So the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistines." I love this story. I love it because, listen, we learn how to fight tomorrow's giants by fighting today's problems. Right? We face today and we find out that quite often we can overcome more than we thought we could overcome. And that gives us faith to tackle something a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm just telling you, the way that you become a giant killer is you tackle every day's problem when it comes. You just go after it. And that gives you faith for tomorrow's giant. That gives you faith. Hey, I overcame this. I can overcome that. I overcame this and I can overcome that. So listen, we can learn from yesterday, but we don't want to get stuck there. My dad has a saying. He'll often say to me, I'll be, you know, reviewing something with him, right? And I'll say, "You know, Dad, what I should have done was," and he'll say to me, "Son, hindsight is always 20/20. Have you ever heard that statement? And the other day I was with a pastor and he was telling me about something, you know, a mistake he had made. And I said, "Hey man, listen, hindsight's 20/20. And then I thought, "Oh, I'm becoming my dad." Right? Not all bad, but it was just a moment. And the idea is we can look to the past and it's easy, right? I mean, look, you turn on SportsCenter and the commentators are telling you everything, you know, that the Cowboys did wrong in their last game and why they're not going to the Super Bowl. But listen, it's easy because they've already watched the game and they can rewind it and they can put it back and they can draw on it, right? And they know. And you want to go, "Dude, get out there and do it yourself." You ever feel that way? I don't like sportscasters. I don't know what it is. Because it's easy to look back and say what you should have done or what you could have done. It's easy to look back and see that. But I find that often we get stuck in the past. Listen, we're starting out 2019. We're 3 weeks in. And I would say to you, this is a great time to look back, to review 2018 and say, "You know, these are things I could have done better. These are changes I want to make." That's okay. In fact, I have a big whiteboard in my office and a big like 4-foot by 8-foot whiteboard. And we use it to plan, you know, for harvest. And it's got all the different, you know, months and weeks and Sundays. And we plan the big events and who's preaching and what the series is going to be. And, you know, we've got it all up there. But I'm just going to tell you, my favorite day of the year is the day that I get to go to that whiteboard and erase it. And I take the eraser and I erase that board, and then I take the like the spray and I spray it, and I take a paper. I want it clean, like I take all the way clean. And then I stand back and I look at this bright white, clean, fresh whiteboard, and I say, God, thank you for everything you did in 2018. And I review, and I review the good stuff. I'm like, oh man, God, you did so many good things. And I review some of the bad stuff. I'm like, I can't believe when I did this and I said that. And I review those things, and then I say, but God, look at this whiteboard. What are you going to do in 2019? What's the future hold for us? I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to just celebrate the past. I want us to move forward. And I erase that board, and I have that little conversation with the Lord, and then we start mapping out the future. We start putting the new events, the new sermon series, and the new dates. And all of a sudden, this expectation comes up in my heart that God has a future for me. Some of you need to know this morning that God has a future for you. Some of you need to stand at the whiteboard, you know, of your heart and erase the stuff that happened in 2018 and say, bye. Bye, Felicia, right? It's over. You're gone. That's done. I get to write a new path for my future. In fact, I feel this so strong in my heart that as we're talking about this, I know that some of you all of us made mistakes in 2018, but some of you made some big mistakes. I mean, some of you, you're like, I don't know how I can move forward. I don't know how this is going to work. Pastor, you don't know how big of a mistake that I made. And I would just say, you don't know how big the God we serve is. Listen, don't get stuck in your past. If you got a regret or something going on, let me just give you some really pastoral. In fact, so I know who I'm talking to. How many of you made a mistake in 2018 and it's kind of it's hard for you to move forward? Keep your hands up. Yeah, I want to know who I'm talking to, because I'm about to give you some really strong pastoral advice. Get over it. Just get over it. It's all right. We're human. We make mistakes. It's in the past. The blood of Jesus covers it. And now we get to move forward. So don't give yesterday too much credit. Here's what I know about yesterday. Yesterday is over. It ended last night. Right? Now, here's the thing. If yesterday was your worst day, it's over. It's also over if it was your best day. See, you got to try again, right? Yesterday is over. I love a verse in Lamentations chapter 3. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So if you need to write that scripture on a card and just wake up tomorrow, and before you even get out of bed, you need to say, his mercies are new for me today. We don't want to get stuck in the past. Let me tell you two skills quickly of successful people. Successful people become good forgivers and good forgetters. Both. Forgive and forget. Jeremiah 31 says, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that Jesus has forgiven me of my sins. Anyone else? And I found myself asking this week, well, if God can't remember it, then why am I? If God's already forgotten, then why am I, you know, wallowing in the past? You know, if we turn this the other way and we think about maybe people who have hurt us in the past, this past year or two, you know, I just wonder, I mean, wouldn't this be a great time to make the decision that our past is not going to dictate our future? Wouldn't this be a great time to say, you know what, I'm going to forgive that person, because you know why? I didn't deserve the forgiveness that I received, so I'm going to go ahead and give, I'm going to pass it on, right? I'm going to pay it forward. We're not going to live in the past. We're going to move forward. The past isn't going anywhere, but you can. Some of you made some horrible mistakes, but just don't stay there. Don't stay there. Just move forward. Now let's talk about the future. Right? That's more fun, right? Let's talk about the future. What do we know about tomorrow? Here's what I know, is that your tomorrow will have both good and bad. All right? When you signed up to follow Jesus, there was no guarantee of a perfect you know, painless life. That's not how this works. But Jesus did promise that he would be with you through all of it. Matthew says this. He says he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Listen, you don't have control over the good or the bad. It comes, right? But you do have control over whether Jesus is with you in it and how you respond to it. It's this phrase, you've heard it, life happens, right? Life happens, right? That's it. People, you've been asking how our home is, you know? People are like, are you all right and what's going on? And inevitably, sometime while I'm talking, I just go, you know what? Life happens. Pipes break. Stuff gets ruined. It's all right. We can fix it, right? Life happens. And I can tell you, in your future is some good and some bad. But you get to choose. Listen, if you have a positive, you know, outlook, if you believe that God is for you, not against you, if you believe that God truly does work all things for the good for those who love, if you believe those promises of God, the good will get better and the bad won't be so bad because he's walking with you. But if you have a negative outlook, then the good becomes less good and the bad gets worse. You know, my brother tends to have a little negative streak in him. And several years ago, my parents surprised us, Lisa and I, and Patty and Gerald, and said, we're going to take you guys to Hawaii. That was our Christmas present. And they flew us all to Hawaii, and we stayed there for a week, and we had a great time. And most of the days, it didn't seem like my brother was having any fun. And I remember saying to Lisa, I'm like, who can't have fun in Hawaii? Right? He just had a little bit of a negative streak, right? Listen, when you're negative, just even the good stuff's no fun. And the bad's even worse. The bad is unbearable, but you get to choose. You remember what Joshua said? He said, choose today whom you will serve. And if you keep reading there, in Joshua, he says this. He says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In other words, we've made our choice, right? We have chosen to put our trust in the Lord. We've chosen good or bad. We're with Team Jesus, right? No matter what, they made a decision. God, listen, God will be with you in both of it. I think sometimes we incorrectly think that he's only with us in the good, and he's abandoned us in the bad. If you read Joseph, if you read about his life, Joseph's a guy who had a lot of good and a lot of bad, and throughout his story, you see these words over and over and over, and the Lord was with Joseph. Genesis 39 says, the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered. And everyone that receives that, say amen. See, that's an easy one, right? Like, all right, I want the prospering, right? But then you keep reading, and it says this. It says, but while Joseph was there in prison, guess what? The Lord was with him. And all that received that said, oh, you did good. Way to go. I was trying to trick you. You see, sometimes we think, well, he's with us when we're prospering, but when we're in jail, right, when it's not going good, I think he abandoned us. I'm just telling you, God is with you in the good, and God is with you in the bad. So we talked about yesterday, we talked about tomorrow, let's talk about today, okay, because today matters, right? That's our title. Let's talk about today. Today is the only day that you have. That's what I want you to see. You can't control what happened yesterday, and you actually don't get to choose what's going to happen tomorrow, but you do get to choose what you do today. I love what Mother Teresa said. She said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin. What if that was our anthem today? The past is the past. We can't control the future, but we can control what happens today. I would argue with you that today is your most important day. Today, this day, because this is the day that you have some choice. This is the day that you can do something with your life. And we're trying, right? We're trying to live fruitful lives, fruit that will last. So I would say to some of you today is a day to start something. Some of you have been putting off. You keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get healthy tomorrow. I'll save tomorrow. I'll do this tomorrow. And I'm just telling you, like, today's a great day to start. Today's a day to make a courageous decision to start doing. But for some of you, today is a great day to stop something. You know, often with life-controlling habits, we live in denial and we don't think they have as much power as they do over us. And we say things like, you know, I can stop this anytime I want. In fact, I could stop tomorrow. Why not stopping today? Right? Today would be a great day to stop allowing the enemy to have control over your life. Today would be a great day. Today would be a great day to forgive. I really felt that prompting during worship, you know, that as we were trying to enter into the presence of God, that, you know, it's like, you know, to become like Him, we got to be really good forgivers. I don't know what happened to you in 2018. I don't know. I do know that some of you were deeply wounded. And today would be a great day to say, you know what, I'm not going to allow what happened in 2018 to change today. I'm not going to let it dictate my future. I'm gonna make some decisions today. I'm gonna move forward. Today'd be a great day to love, right? Today would be a great day just to decide. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna love people. I'm gonna love someone who's not even worthy of my love, right? I'm just gonna love. Today would be a great day to try something. Today would be a great day to be brave. Today would be a great day to decide I'm gonna prioritize God's word in my life and I'm gonna start reading more regularly, right? I mean, like, why not make the decision today? Like, tomorrow it's not going to happen, but it could happen if we start today. So through this series, we're going to look at some powerful decisions that can be made daily that can affect our tomorrow. But today we're just making a decision to understand that the only thing we have control over is today. Why don't you stand with me? The question for us today is this: what do you need today? What are you looking for today? What are you asking God for today? And I want to pray over some of you. In fact, I asked earlier, I said, how many of you have a regret in 2018? And, you know, over half the room raised their hands. But I want to set you free this morning to not be chained to the past, and to believe that God really does have a future for you. You know, last Sunday, our six-minute sermon speakers, they kept declaring over us, because it was the theme for the day, it was our topic. It was best year ever. How many of you think this is going to be your best year? Anyone? Okay. Can I tell you something? If you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. I can promise you that. I really do believe. I believe that today is going to be our best year. But I promise you, it can't be the best if we're holding on to the past. So let me ask you again, because I told you last time to get over it, so now you might be gun-shy to raise your hand again. But this time it's because I'm going to pray for you, okay? I promise you. I'm going to be nicer this time. How many of you say, I need prayer this morning to let go of something that's in the past, and I'm choosing today to believe that God's future for me is stronger than what happened to me. Anyone? Show me who you are. Let's pray. Father, I pray over every person that's lifting their hand right now. I don't know what happened in the past, but I know it's horrible and ugly. I know it's painful. Even just to think back on it right now, for some, it's excruciating. So I'm asking you, by your grace, through your Holy Spirit, today, Lord, will you set some people free? Today, Lord, will you help us, Lord, to unattach, Lord, from those memories, from those conversations, from the pain of the past. Lord, we're declaring over our lives that this is going to be the best year ever. But to move forward, we have to let go of the past. And so today, we understand that this is the day Like David said, today is the day I will rejoice. We make some decisions today. We say, today is the day I will make peace with my past. We say, today is the day I will forgive. Today is the day that you made. I will have joy in my life. I will have peace in my life. Today is the day that you made. And Lord, whatever happened in the past, Lord, we look to our future. You're the architect of our future. And we believe today that better days are ahead. We believe today that you have plans that are for us and not against us. So we try today to position ourselves, Lord, to listen for your voice. Lord, to close the chapter that's in the past and to look to the future. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that every single one of us would make wise decisions today. We're going to leave here and wherever we're going, whatever we're doing, I pray you enable us, Lord, to make wise decisions today. Tomorrow, we're going to need to pray that prayer again. We're going to ask you tomorrow to help us to make wise decisions. Lord, help us to string wise decisions together, Lord, to develop good habits. Lord, I pray over a decision that some are making to spend time in your presence on a more regular basis. And Lord, as that happens, Lord, in homes and around kitchen tables and cars and wherever it takes place, Lord, I pray that we'd hear your voice more clearly, Lord, than we've ever heard it before, that we know exactly what you're saying to us and how you're leading us. And we just say today, we're going to listen for your voice through this entire series, Lord, as we're making decisions to lead to our success. We pray this today in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. As you're leaving, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, give you grace now and forever. Harvest, go be the church.
Thank you for listening to the Harvest Fellowship podcast. For more information, visit harvestabq.org.